Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards third. Bijma fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Fox reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. Bijma is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-0 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. McNair reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlundklift pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Harlundklift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. Bijma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bijma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West strikes out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepper takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Bijma reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Debs Garms pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Strange moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 3 in the game. Bijma strikes out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Strange scores. Garms moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Wells now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Coleman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry is walked intentionally. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to third. Berry moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.